With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Just before 4 a.m. this morning, the 911 Communications Center dispatched police and emergency services to a report of a man unresponsive in the street on Watering Place Road in Cayman Brac near Esperanza Bar. Police and emergency services, including a doctor, responded to the scene where the man was pronounced dead. No vehicle was present at the scene, and circumstances strongly suggest a hit and run. Officers have closed Watering Place near Esperanza Bar for investigation. The road is expected to be closed throughout this morning. Traffic is being diverted through Antietam Road and Ashton Reed Drive. Anyone with information about this incident, including anyone in the vicinity at the time who may have seen a speeding vehicle or damaged vehicle, is asked to call the Cayman Brac Police Station on 948-0331. There will be several opportunities for the public during the visit of their Royal Highnesses, the Prince of Wales and the Duchess of Cornwall. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has more.
The two-day royal visit kicks off on Wednesday, March 27th with the arrival of the Royal Highnesses and the official opening of the Owen Roberts International Terminal Building. The ceremony will take place right after arrival, and there will be marked standing areas for the public outside the building. The car parks outside the airport will be closed, and there will be some road closures. No parking will be available in the immediate vicinity of the airport, so the public is asked to come early and aim to be in place by 3 p.m. In general, parking in the immediate vicinity of most of the events won't be available, but police will let us know where there will be parking available in a full traffic and road advisory on Monday. On Tuesday, His Royal Highness visits Cayman Brac and Little Cayman, starting with the opening of the new recreational swimming pool in Cayman Brac. The public is advised to arrive at the Cayman Brac Sports Complex on Coastal Way in Steak Bay before 11 a.m. There will be no parking in the area. His Royal Highness will also attend an event at the Central Caribbean Marine Institute in Little Cayman. People there will be able to greet the prince on arrival and departure, but will need to be in position by 12:30. As in Little Cayman, no parking in the immediate vicinity. A dedicated shuttle bus will be provided for Thursday's investiture ceremony at Pedro's St. James. It will run continuously from five locations from 3:30 p.m. in the afternoon until 5:20. Those locations are Savannah Primary, Savannah Seventh-day Adventist Church, the Savannah United Church, Savannah Church of God, and the Savannah Post Office. Everyone does need to be in place before 5:30 p.m., and there will be no public access to Pedro's St. James between 5:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Once the reception is over, though, shuttle bus service will resume. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
The Duchess of Cornwall will officially open Jasmine Villa on Thursday. A public area will be made available outside the villa. Anyone wishing to attend needs to be in position by 10 a.m. There are also two school visits expected as well. Students and parents of Clifton Hunter or Georgetown Primary will need to contact those schools directly to find out more. The fourth meeting of the 2018-19 session of the Legislative Assembly continues on Wednesday, April 3rd at 10 a.m. At the first sitting, Premier the Honorable Alda McLaughlin is expected to deliver government strategic policy statement for 2020-2022. And a man convicted of stealing four buckets of paint appeals his theft conviction in the Grand Court. More from Radio Cayman's Andrel Harris.
Duran Dane Martin Daly told the judge he was appealing the conviction on the grounds that the prosecution's evidence was weak. He also said the way the trial was conducted amounted to an abuse of process, and he knew the police officers were lying but could not prove it. Daly says there was no fingerprint or DNA evidence linking him to the four buckets of paint. He says he was charged with stealing 11 buckets but only convicted of four. And finally, that officers told small lies during the trial, but he couldn't prove it and he didn't know why. The judge told Daly the arguments he advanced were matters of fact, which she could not make a ruling on, and because the sentence was within what the law prescribes, it was not excessive. She dismissed the application. Andrel Harris, Radio Cayman News.
That's your latest news. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.